Hello there. You got Uncle Jeff in the house. That one kind of cut off a little bit early, so welcome aboard here to another installment of Route 78 West. I've been doing this for a while, kind of waking up weird just because it seemed like you could stay up extra late because of the time change. I understand my pal Loki was here an hour early, so we're looking for him now. He's lost. He's going to try to get a clock. But we're going to do a nice little kind of a half-ass Halloween show, half-ass honky-tonk show, and half-ass Route 78 West. Going to kind of mess around with a bunch of stuff today. I've got great stuff from a bunch of live shows that I'm just jonesing to play. I stayed up editing in some of this stuff last night for your listening pleasure. And we can get you something here from a couple things coming up. Just say Calexico Iron and Wine, Brandon Banhart, list goes on, shows of the last week. But starting off the show right now, got a great listener who's been sending these discs, mystery guy Ted, and I want to shout out to him. Thanks a lot. I got one just in time for Halloween here in the mail. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. And mystery listener has been sending these unmarked packages, as they say, and they always have great stuff, things I don't have a lot of times. So we're going to kick it off right now. One called Cemetery Sal from Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers. This comes from 1937.
Now, folks, I know a gal called Cemetery Sal down in Tennessee. And she has got a pair of mean old graveyard eyes full of misery. And every night and day, why, you could hear her sing those blues away. I'm going down to the cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. I'm going down to the cemetery, 'cause the world is all wrong. And there with the spooks to hear my gal sing her sorrow song. Got a date to see a ghost by the name of Joan. I've got a date to see a ghost by the name of Joan. And it makes me feel happy to hear her rattle those bones. Now she's one gal always know just where to find. Now she's one gal always know just where to find. And if you want true loving, you better get the cemetery car.
You go in there. Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted? An old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party, a in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches, while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick. When he tried to do the bumps, you never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan. When skeleton in closet rattled his
before my eyes. Well, it all started out with Adam and Eve. He listened to a scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apple. To his surprise, she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. Well, a scheming woman with her scheming lies could fool any man who thinks he's wise. It's honey and sugar till she gets him tied, then she'll change from an angel to a devil right before his eyes. Yeah, it all started out with Adam and Eve. He listened to his scheme and he believed. He took a bite of apple and to his surprise she changed from an angel to a devil right before his eyes.
Your stove is out of order, the grocer's late again. Your husband calls at 9 o'clock, says I'll be home at 10. Now ain't that just like a man? Oh, ain't that just like a man? He never asks you if everything's all right. Honey, I'm gonna be late tonight. Well, he calls up at 7 o'clock, says you've got a date. We're going honky-tonking now, honey, don't be late. The waiter just like a man. Ain't that just like a man? You haven't got a single thing to wear. You just this minute washed your hair. Oh, ain't that just like a man? To do your housework, a cold just drives you nuts. Brings home a wartime buddy and they're strictly in their cups. Oh, ain't that just like a man? Ain't that just like a man? You've done your work while taking cold pills. Then he comes home stewed clear to the gills. Oh, ain't that just like a man? The plumber couldn't make it, you ain't got no kitchen sink. Then he comes home and blows his top, cause TV's on the blink. Oh, ain't that just like a man? Oh, ain't that just like a man? He hasn't got time to fix your brain, cause TV's showing a 10-round main. Ain't that just like a man?
All right, that was a little response there. We had to put that in. Just kind of, we had a little bit of like a almost a Halloween set there, and then
the first two at least.
Well, Halloween. Angel to a Devil. I think that has something to do with Halloween.
There you go.
Let's kind of see if you think so.
I saw a lot of people doing the angel costumes and the bad angel costumes too last night.
That's Halloween. That's the way it works. Started out that set with Cemetery Sal, Bill Boyd, and some Ramblers there, 1937, and followed that up with The Skeletons in the Closet. Louis Armstrong, I guess we ought to call him. And you were saying that might be from Pennies from Heaven?
Well, it might be. I, you know, this again, Ted just sent us that in the mail, so I didn't have a chance to do any research on that. But there's a great movie called Pennies from Heaven. It's a Bing Crosby one, and they do a haunted mansion scene, and they do this big spook out fest, and Louis Armstrong does sing a song, so I'm wondering if that's the one. If you try to rent that movie, make sure you get in the old Bing Crosby one. There's another movie called Pennies from Heaven from the 80s, which is Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters, which I absolutely adore. They play, they do lip-syncing along to old 78 RPM songs, and it's one of maybe only a couple of what I would call like revisionist musicals. It's really, really dark, but then the songs are really happy, kind of like Bjork's Dancer in the Dark, and those are the only two in that genre that I can really think of. But the Pennies from Heaven, the Bing Crosby one, has this great Halloween scene with Louis Armstrong that's definitely worth checking out if you get a chance to.
You sound like I was talking about a movie with someone else the other night. We saw this movie I'd never seen. Woody Allen did it. It was What's Up, Tiger Lily. It was
funny.
It's hilarious. And it's basically just a Japanese movie dubbed with American dubbing. And the Love and Spoonful plays in it, which is why I was watching it. It was kind of fun.
And they intentionally do a really bad job on the dubbing. But I do want to mention, people always ask me, where do you get all these great old movies from the 30s? How do you find those? Well, apparently they don't know that one of the biggest movie libraries in the entire country is right here in Boulder. It's called Video Station. They've got over 70,000 titles, and everyone who works there, I think, has at least a PhD in film. So it's definitely worth checking out. And I think American Classics pre-60 movies are only 99 cents on Tuesdays. So if you like old stuff, that's the place to go.
Sounds like a plan. That last track, we just wanted to tell you what it was Mary Lou and this, and with Texas Tiny's Western Band, Ain't That Just Like a Man, and that was supposed to be a response to Angel. And uh-huh. Devil, but
now Jeff, I notice you're wearing a costume today. You look like a kind of hungover, tired, curmudgeon-y mountain guy with a long beard. Wait, no, that's just you, Jeff.
Oh,
I noticed that your normal plaid shirt is at least black and orange for Halloween, so that's a good thing to see.
I didn't even think about it.
It's lumberjack Halloween.
I thought it was fall colors. Hell, you know what? I think we better play a track. We're definitely on the ragged side this morning. Here's one here. This is the one for me. Because this is the way I feel right now. This is one of my favorite Warped tracks, if there ever was. Coming off a record, God Bless America, here's Mohawk and the Rednecks doing The Enchanted Forest. I guarantee you'll like this one.
Ooh, boy, that rain's got good sense. I ain't never had a nightmare this bad. Yeah, I'm lost in the woods, I'm in the enchanted forest. Things is a creeping and a crawling all around. Night's coming on and my bony legs are shaking, and I can't understand how I got to turn around. Yeah, I know I better run, I think I better go. My mind's moving fast, but my feet's moving slow. I'm laughing and I'm giving out of breath. I don't know what it is that's got me scared half to death.
So unusual about our rock after all. Hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, sulfur, silicon, etc.
Except the black rock isn't rock at all. It's some kind of material similar to plastic.
How about that? The green's even simpler. Hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen.
The four basic elements of life on Earth, nothing else. Well, that's a relief.
I'd have been happier if it turned out not to be alive.
Oh, green stuff, you really had us going for a while.
Hello, hello. Breaky, breaky. Voodoo Tucker out there? Is the Voodoo Tucker out there?
He drives amongst the truckers like a mambo snake. CB crackles and you hear a break. Fellow driver, can you see the road? He makes you a zombie and steals your soul.
Carnies and hobos, they are calling this name a Voodoo Trucker. Carnies and hobos call the name
Voodoo Trucker.
Ghost lights from a semi's dark ride. From the devil's Jimmy, there's no place to hide. When coyotes wail from the dark shoulder, I saw him scowl at me from a truck stop in Boulder.
That's too bad, Boulder, that damn Roman.
Carnies and hobos calling his name
Voodoo Trucker.
Evil the wicked calling his name
Voodoo Trucker.
Some star, but prefers travelers in the broken down car. They say his rig is a midnight black, jerk aerated with bones and a red smokestack. The carnies and hobos, they call out his name, Voodoo Trucker. Carnies and hobos, they call out your name, Voodoo Trucker.
Voodoo Trucker.
We'll be right back.
crashing 97.
Why, Mike, that's a better story than the '06 earthquake.
Yep. We didn't have us no jetpacks or two-way wristwatches back then. Hard to believe that Rusty Kwan is now the president of the United Federation of Nations. Back then, he was just a simple pawn shop owner.
Yes, sir.
Just getting by. But then after the surf boom of 96, when everything was surf tone this,
aqueous wet that,
came the big surf bust of 97. We'll tell you all about it. Just sit back and put on your ears.
He'd start drinking if I didn't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. I wound her up and I let her go. Now I'm with the devil down here below. Took a final turn up the Grapevine Hill. I hadn't met a truck, I'd be rolling still. Tried to cut between two headlights there till I found out there was a matching pair. I lived my life over just before the crash. Every chance I ever took went by in a flash. I smelled rubber burning and I heard gravel whine. A little voice said, "Charlie, end of the line." While the crash was echoing across the plains, they was tidying up my last remains. Before he could say Brody or oversized pot, I was down here shoveling, and it's mighty hot. Standing there with a pointed tail, was cracking a whip at his worst in jail. He had little black horns on top of his head, his teeth were green and his eyes were red. He hated to see a man out of work, he kept things stern, you couldn't shirk. We're really jumping in a lower level joint. If you didn't understand, you soon got the point. "It's not dull down here," he says to me. "This is the hot rod section, we're full, you see. And new bats today and more tomorrow. That guy over there keeps yelling for Laura.
Tell Laura I love her."
"Oh, shut up, shove
it." He raced for loot to buy a ring for his chick. He should have went to work because his tires were slick. He was pouring on the coal, his spinners were a-humming. I had the fire good and hot because I knew he was a-coming. Black denim trousers, an eagle on his back, totaled out his cycle on a Cadillac. The Nash Rambler guy we call second gear finally got it in high and he landed here. I kept pouring into Hades in a steady stream when I woke up in this awful dream. I called my pop and said, "You can quit drinking because I'm jacking up that hot rod Lincoln."
"You started a flame in my heart, baby, so throw a little wood on the fire. Now put your hand in mine and love me all the time and throw a little wood on a fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, just throw a little wood on the fire." "Can't help feeling this way, baby, so throw a little wood on the fire. Now put your hand in mine and love me all the time and throw a little wood on the fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, then throw a little wood on the fire." me, baby, so throw a little wood on the fire. Now give me all your love and be my turtle dove and throw a little wood on the fire. Now your loving smile drives me wild, baby. Your kisses fill my heart with desire. So if you're loving me just like I'm loving you, just throw a little wood on the fire.
Listen carefully and remember, we have known your planet Earth since the first creature crawled out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man. For millennia, we have followed your progress. For centuries, we have watched you, listened to your radio signals, and learned your speech and your culture. And now you have invaded our home. Technological adults, but spiritual and emotional infants. We kept you here, deciding your fate. Had the lower forms of life of our planet destroyed you, would not have interfered.
Jeff, you pissed off the aliens with the surf music.
Actually, I know maybe they should have interfered.
See, it's all that surf music. It's just aliens. That's when they know it's time to come down.
God, you know, we're having some fun again today. I don't know what this is. This show is always a mix. Sometimes we don't know what the hell's going on. Long said here, you are listening to KVCU Boulder. It's Route 78 West. Uncle Jeff and...
Yeah, the ukulele Loki. And I take it back. There wasn't so much a surf set as much as, like, there's definitely a lot of slapback and gothabilly in there.
Gothabilly, that's what it was. All right. Started out that set way back at the dawn of time there with Mohawk and the Rednecks in the Enchanted Forest.
That kind of took a curve. I think that's what descended us into that strange land of sci-fi and vampirism, because there was some really weird sound effects in that one.
A nice bass Thurman, at least. And then followed that with Voodoo Trucker, Deadbolt. Deadbolt's a Halloween band, if there ever was. Go out to your record stores and buy all their records right now. And
I think we can't give a call to action like that on non-commercial radio, Jeff.
We can't for Deadbolt, man. Cramps right after that. Hey, listener, thanks for the call. We're getting good calls here this morning.
Thank you for that. Every time I hear the Cramps, it makes me think of my high school sweetheart. I really wanted to play Human Fly. No, it's, you know, sneaking in her window late at night to listen to the Cramps and the Misfits, you know.
Goth kids. Goth kids these days. That was Cramps doing Dames, Booze, Chains, and Boots. Dames, Booze, Chains, Boots.
What else do you need for a good Halloween party?
That's a Cramps song, anyway. And then follow that up, one coming off the TED disc there, Rockula. That's Los Straitjackets, great surf band. Definitely Halloween fodder as well.
They actually sounded more like the Cramps on that track than the Cramps did on the Dames, Boots, Chains, and Boots one.
You know, you're right about that. That was kind of wild. It's like I was going, wait a minute here. Definitely rockabilly almost. And then Phantom Surfers followed just that little piece of information there about the great surf crash in 1997. And, I don't know, all those Tarantino movies, everything. All of a sudden, surf was big again in the early 90s. Sort of went through a cycle. Third wave is what they call it. There was also one in the 80s. And it kind of came back down to just marginal people like myself and some of our other, listeners that really care about music, still like surf music, but hopefully it'll come back again in another time and place, and there'll be yet another wave, the fourth wave. All right, and follow that up with Hot Rod Hades, moralistically speaking, Charlie Ryan and the Timberline Riders.
Nice slap bass line in that.
I love that, Tell Laura I Love Her. That's a reference to a song, you guys. And then followed that up with Throw a Little Wood on the Fire, Kenny Brown and the Arkansas something or others. I can't read my writing. Arkansas Ranch Hands. And that one there, Throw a Little Wood on the Fire, is just for any of you guys that are fortunate enough to just be hanging out at home today and kind of sitting back. And
yeah, that one actually took us back into sort of a more acoustic land, which was a nice connection. Still that beat. Where are we going to go next, Jeff?
You know, while you talk and fill space, tell them something about what you've been up to.
I guess I could tell them about a great show that's happening tonight. I went out last night to catch the Cabaret Diosa's Somewhere Over the Mambo show they did at the Boulder Theater. And the Cabaret Diosa Halloween show, if you haven't heard, is kind of considered one of the places to be around the Halloween time. And I know they're doing another one Halloween night. That's Monday night. Down in Denver, and you can find out more about them at cabaretdiosa.com. But it's Wizard of Oz themed. Me and my lady dressed up as Munchkins last night. It was quite fun. There were some fantastic and spectacular costumes. And Cabaret Diosa had a whole, kind of a, it was like a musical odyssey through Mambo Land with with little skits and a whole lot of fun. So that's happening Monday night. I know that's something that's coming up that you might want to put on your list.
Yeah, really, Halloween, I guess, is tomorrow. You know, I heard there are riots on the Hill and everything this
really?
Weekend. Yeah, no, it's just kind of...
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, the smell of tear gas filled the air. I don't know what it is these days.
I've been tear gassed 5 times in this town, and I've never rioted once.
All it's right, so...
I guess that's just an occupation.
I think that's a good thing.
Occupational hazard of being a student in this town.
Ever since the 70s and some of the protests in Boston, I try to avoid riots, and I don't like tear gas at all. I'd rather get hit by a skunk. So I don't know what we're doing here. You know what I think we better do?
What's that?
Been on a kind of a bender, it seems like. So here's 8 weeks in a bar room. It seems like that'll make some sense here.
Somebody tell me, where did she go? The light around the jukebox is getting dimmer. The stools won't be still anymore. Someone, please, please tell me, what are those weary, weary sounds? I hear lonesome dogs howling. There's little devils dancing.
My baby came right over, feeling kinda low. When she heard that old jackhammer started screaming, go cat go, do the rat-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Rockin' B. We rocked down to the corner to see jackhammer drive. Everybody on the corner started giving with the jive. Do the rat-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Rockin' B. We heard the siren screaming, someone hollered cops, but the cop heard old jackhammer and he started into bop. To the rat-a-da-da-da, rat-a-da-da-da, rockin' beat.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine. And he said, the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town, and they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Who is Astro Boy? Where did he come from? In the year 2000, there was no Astro Boy. There was a real boy named Astor Boynton. One day, he was racing his aero car at supersonic speed on the world's safest road, Electronic Highway 666. No need for Astor to steer, speed up, or slow down. The highway controlled his car automatically. All Astor had to do was press a button. The road did the rest. Yes, this was the highway of the future, safe as man could make it. No need to worry about a thing.
night train with an armful of boxcars on the wings of a magpipe across a hooligan night. Busted up a chaperone way out by the Kokomo. Cooked up a mess of mulligan and got into a fight. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, top of one-eyed jack. You probably seen me sleeping out by the railroad tracks. Asked the Prince of Darkness about the smoke from the stack. Sometimes I kill a jackal and suck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving it to the mine. A whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. I know you've seen my headlight and the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhounds, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. It's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
November.
left to wave in the timber like a buckshot flame. Come away, rain snout. Go away, blow your brains out. November.
Stands by him. Then come dark, deserts him. Drown with guilt tonight, yes. Oh, oh, the love of him is loud, yeah. He bears his arms. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, yes. Oh, oh, broken down. That's the right way round, yeah. He bears his arms, yeah. He bears his arms. My sweat to run on, my eyes to twitch. I just cannot do it. I cannot get it across. I just can't. We'll be right back.
heavens by him. Then come dark, that you deserve sin. Hey! Look! Look! The love of him is love.